center offensive lineman Justin Sorensen joins us. Justin, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. When you're in a game like that as an offensive lineman and your offense is just struggling all game, how do you avoid letting frustration creep in and have guys get upset with one another? Or do you need maybe some guys to rattle each other's cages because their offense just wasn't rolling?
Yeah, I mean, you always got to stick together. I mean, week in, week out, sometimes you have some rough games. I mean, Hamilton had a great defense, and they were bringing pressure the whole game. So, I mean, it was one of those things. And, I mean, Hamilton is one of the better defenses in the league, so sometimes you're going to struggle. But, I mean, the week before against Calgary, our offense played great. Mike threw for 350. So, I mean, you never get on each other. You never yell at each other. You just stick together. You grind it out, and you find a way to make it work.
Have you ever been in a game where your starting quarterback finished the game with less than 60 yards passing, having played the whole game?
I don't know. I've played a lot of games over my career, but I'm not sure. Probably not, but who knows?
It's definitely an oddity for sure. For you, you had relatively two new teammates right on the. I know O'Donnell and you were together last year, but you didn't play a ton side by side. So now O'Donnell's been back in for a few weeks. You got Chris Greaves as the guard. How long does it take to get continuity on the offensive line, in your opinion? How many games do you have to play to really get a good feel of knowing exactly what Greaves' habits are?
It just depends, because it depends. Like, if you have a rookie coming in compared to a guy who's played in the league for a long time, sometimes it can be a huge difference. And it all depends on skill levels and skill sets and mental sets as well. So, like I said, it just depends on the guy and the group you're working with.
I
played beside Greaves for 2 years in Winnipeg when I was a center there.
Okay.
I played beside Matt all year last year too, so I do kind of know their habits. So I imagine it shouldn't take too long.
What does Greaves do best as an offensive lineman, having played with him before?
He's a very smart kid, and he's very athletic.
And you're also going to get a guy that you know quite well. Simeon Rotier comes back into the offense. And it's amazing how your offensive line was just decimated by injuries earlier. And now, as you're entering the more important part of the season, you guys are getting healthier. That's got to just be a good mental boost for your group.
Oh, absolutely. And Andrew Jones is only a couple weeks back of coming back out again, too. So we're really looking forward to going down the stretch here. We're going to have a very solid line. Everybody's going to be healthy, and we're hopefully going to be firing on all cylinders. And hopefully, we can rush the ball. I mean, last game we rushed for 180 yards, so that's not bad. And so hopefully we can just keep the run game going and then give Mike enough time to make the throws he needs to make.
Now, I can't remember how many pounds did you lose in the offseason? Because you changed your training a little bit to come in this year. How much lighter were you when camp started?
About 30, 35 pounds.
Okay, so now we're into the season, 12 weeks in. How can you compare how you feel now compared to last year? Are you significantly fresher?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I was just telling a couple of my buddies about that today. I'm like, man, at this point in the season, I feel way better than I did last year. So, I mean, I think it's a combination of how the coach is. They try and give us time to recover and working out during the season, and as well just being lighter this year. And I know, like, Batiste, Tony, a lot of our linemen are lighter this year than we were last year. Andrew Jones, even Simeon, I think, is lighter last year. So I think that we'll be fresher and be able to move a little bit better down the stretch than we were able to last year.
And obviously it's resulted, you've had way more playing time this year. And, when you have more playing time, I'm guessing that coincides with the confidence, Justin. But for you, entrenched now as the leader on the offensive line, just because you're the guy calling all the plays, how much more involved do you feel on the team this year that you can have an impactful difference in the game?
Well, I mean, it's always helpful when you play every game. And, I mean, the start of last season I got hurt, but then when I was healthy, I got right back in there again. So, but, I mean, knowing the team, being my second year on the team, and I've been a guy who's been around for a long time, I mean, it helps to know the guys a lot better. And even on the offensive line, like us all making our calls and all just trusting each other comes with playing with each other for a long time. And for the majority, most of the group's been together for at least a year and a half now. So it does make it a lot easier to get the calls out and people to trust you, because, I mean, O-line is really just five people working together. So, I mean, if everybody's on that same trust factor, then things can get done a lot better and a lot quicker.
Offensive lineman of the Eskimos, Justin Sorensen, joins us. Justin, can you explain what it is about Riley that makes him such a good leader on your team?
I mean, he's just one of those guys that everybody trusts, and he's one of those guys who is going to go out and give you everything he has every day. And he's, you know, he stays afterwards. He comes in early. He's like first guy in, last guy kind of leave. And so you know that no matter what, Mike Riley's going to give you his best effort week in and week out.
Is he very vocal?
Yeah, he's very vocal. I mean, pretty much him and Odell are probably the two most vocal guys in the team.
Now, he doesn't trash talk like Odell, does he?
No, I just mean like breaking in and out of the team huddles and stuff. It's mostly those two to break it down. And they're the two rah-rah guys trying to get everybody going in the right direction.
Now, Darius Bowman told me that for him and Mike Riley, he likes it because Riley's not afraid to challenge him and get on him if he's not doing something. And that works for him. As a group of O-linemen, or you personally, if there's somewhere where a guy really needs a kicking behind, do you like having a quarterback like that, or are you a guy whose personality needs more so a guy who's a raw quarterback?
No, I mean, if we mess up, Michael let us know. But for the most part, the O-line's kind of its own entity, and we kind of police ourselves and hang out by ourselves. I mean, not hang out by ourselves, but we mostly police ourselves, and people generally don't try and get on us too much just because a lot of people don't really understand what we do anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of police ourselves. But Mike knows what we're doing. Mike knows our calls, and he knows what we're doing. So if we mess up big time and get him hit, he'll let us know for sure.
Justin Sorensen joins us. Looking ahead to the BC Lions, you know, their linebacking core is very dangerous. You know, they'll come in on a lot of different blitzes, but it starts, of course, up front. What's the biggest challenge the BC front four presents to you guys Saturday afternoon?
I mean, they run a pretty base defense. They bring a little bit of blitzes, but they bring a lot of games. So when you play them, you just got to be prepared for a lot of line stunts and a lot of games in the pass game.
So if a team likes to stunt, as you call it, Justin, what is it that you as when you come up to the line of scrimmage, what are you calling? And I know Mike obviously audibles a lot too, but what is it that you can maybe pick up in advance to know when they're going to stunt?
Well, a lot of times D linemen give it away because they'll be talking to each other before, like when we're approaching the line, you see them talking to each other, like me, you, like giving it away which way they're going. So you watch for that and other things based on like their alignments. Sometimes they get a little bit wider than they normally are. You can guess they're running the game. So we look for visual cues and things like that so we can call out stunts before they happen.
Now, I've watched a few football movies, and I've never asked a guy this question or not, but a few times, you know, they'll show some scenes where the veteran's given the rookie some advice where we'll look for his hands, and if his hands go white because he's got pressure on it, that means he's coming. Do you ever look at the guy's hands? Is there any truth to that?
No, mostly everybody up here wears gloves, right?
Okay.
But, I mean, there's some, like, for D linemen, there'd be some cues. Like, some D linemen, if they put their inside hand down, that usually means they're stunting away. Or,
okay.
I mean, there's some things like that, but not very often. It's based more on, like, their splits and their stances and things like that.
Now, as an offensive lineman, do you have tells?
I mean, we probably do, but we try and get rid of them as much as we can. That's why run or pass, we try and make it look like we're doing the same thing. But, I mean, some guys, they can get more weight in their hand or they start to lean back a little bit more, whether it's pass pro or run pro. But we try and – because we self-scout ourselves to try and knock out all those little things and try and make it look like it's the same, whether it's run or pass.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is it your defensive guys in practice who might warn you to say, hey, man, you've got a tell here, or is it more your offensive lineman in film room?
No, it's definitely like our D linemen tell us or like – sometimes the defensive coaches will break down our offense and look for keys like that, and then they'll let us know, and we try and get rid of them. And then, obviously, it comes down to your position coach will tell you what you've been doing, and you try and adjust.
Well, Justin, appreciate your time. Best of luck Saturday afternoon against the Lions.
Thank you very much.